Hello, Mixed Nutcases, and hello to the dog days of podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Joss, and you're listening to Nutty Bites, Dinner and a Movie. And tonight I want to talk about a sadly short-lived and canceled series called A Sweet Vicious. And I think all the episodes are on YouTube. Yeah, they're on YouTube. You can get them free. I believe that's where I watched it. I found out about this series thanks to the We Don't Want to Wait podcast, and it's really good. Like, really good. Unfortunately, they only had one season. It was an MTV series, and it was ahead of its time. If this came out during or when anybody knew what hashtag MeToo was, this would have been everybody's favorite show, and they'd be all like, you know, Handmaid's Tale who? which, by the way, I've read The Handmaid's Tale. I enjoy it. It's very good. I like what it was. I am not interested in watching a multiple season show about that, especially right now. It's a little too much. But Sweet Vicious is one of these, like, what we wish could happen kind of a thing, you know, what we wish could actually happen. And it's about two young women in college who become vigilantes, basically against, sexual assaulters. And it's a hard thing to deal with. Like, for instance, if you watch Veronica Mars and you know season three, it ends up being just too much of that topic, to the point where you kind of not get numb, but you're irritated by still covering the topic in the way that they are. And it's a very delicate balance when you're addressing something so severe. This is definitely a triggering TV show. Like, if you have history, you should go into it knowing that. But I think that there's something cathartic about it, and there's something really interesting watching the nuances of what happens with these two characters as they go through taking justice into their own hands. And then they realize, you know, what does that actually mean for me? What does that mean for, you know, do I have, is this the right thing? Do I have the right? And it's really interesting because it's coming from two people with different experiences, you know. One who has past trauma and one that is just angry at the world, you know, and doesn't have a direct relationship to this. It also gives you an idea on, you know, the people around and how they might react. I love it. It's hysterical. I think one of the main characters was on Breaking Bad. I am sorry, Chiaki. I do not miss Breaking Bad. I never watched it. The few clips that I've seen, I was not interested. It's kind of like everybody wanting me to watch Weeds. And the few times that I watched, I did not care. I didn't care about the characters. And I know maybe if I gave it my time, I might enjoy it because so many other people do. But sometimes because other people want me to watch something, it's just really hard for me to watch it. And I know that's really weird for me to say, especially when I'm telling you about shows that I think you would enjoy watching. But yes, so I think she played the daughter on Breaking Bad. I think that's what I heard. And it's really great. I love seeing her in this role. I have also discovered that if you have a character that is a woman with green hair, apparently I'm going to fall in love with this series. This is at least 3 for 3 that I have experienced. The other ones being Dark Matter, Sense8, you know, I'm sure there's more. So yeah, Sweet Vicious. You know, it's one of those, like, what we wish could happen, but in reality, you don't want this to happen. You know, it's like Inglourious Basterds is what we wish happened in World War II, but it didn't actually happen. It's that cathartic, like, because it's on TV, I can root for it kind of a thing. But not in a way like with The Sopranos or Dexter, where you're rooting for the bad guy. It's more, this is justice, and you kind of want to see this. But in reality, violence, you know, especially for my personal politics, violence does not beget, you know, violence. And that, you know, the whole too wrong, you know, using violence against somebody does not make their original violence better. And one of the things that I think that they learn is it certainly does not stop a person from committing violence. It may even make them more violent. So there are repercussions to that. In my personal belief, I don't believe that we should be violent. I don't think that we should, you know, take pleasure from committing violent acts on people, even if they have done bad things, then that corrupts who we are. But as entertainment and that little like, yes, that's what I would like to see, you know, there's something fun about that. And so we're going to pair this with also maybe some of the things that we should not be having all the time. And that's, karaage, which I made tonight. It came out really good. I had marinated, the chicken, and it, yes, Chiaki, if you are listening, it was, you know, skin, bone, everything in my chicken thighs. I did not do a whole chicken, but I got this really great deal on chicken thighs with the bone and skin. So I've been doing like different recipes, and I did do my karaage, and I was able to find sweet potato starch. So it was more than just potato starch for it. It was sweet potato starch, and that came out really good. I really need to come up with a better way of like getting the excess oil off. I will say that if you have something better than just dabbing with paper towels, I'm not really I feel like there's a better way. But yeah, no, that was, we're going to pair this with some karaage and, you know, dip that into, some sweet hot Thai chili sauce, because I think that is a really good Thai for sweet vicious, because you've got sweet and spicy, and that works perfectly with our sweet delicious.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.